half pound of sweet pure beef patty, lettuce, tomato. This is Rock and Roll Radio. Come on, let's rock and roll with the Ramones. Rock and Roll Radio. Stay tuned for more rock and roll.
Welcome to the Rock and Roll Radio Show. Hi, I'm Rich James, your host of the show. Flick the tab on ice cold and kick back and enjoy the jams. We have a word of the week. It's pronounced unveigles. That is I-N-V-E-I-G-L-E-S. Unveigles. Anyway, it refers to the act of using deceptive means to trick someone into doing something they might otherwise avoid. A person, of course, would be called an imposter. Well, that job description fits a job title, an imposter. Anyway, the great movie star Tony Curtis starred in a 1960 movie entitled The Great Imposter, based on a real person. Believe it or not, you can do a Wikipedia on that. Anyway, several pop songs track how imposters falsely adore their victims, only to play on the emotions of the victims of imposters, and in the end, resolutely dumping them. So we'll start off with a 1961 song released by the Fleetwoods. It's entitled The Great Imposter, of course, which is one of several great songs on the soundtrack of the movie American Graffiti. Great song by the Fleetwoods, not to be confused with Fleetwood Mac.
Well, I went and lost her to the great imposter. I stood and watched her fall.
Poetry so sweet
has her at his feet. She thinks she's the one, but he has just begun. All her friends, they just watch her, for they know the great imposter. Don't she know he's on a stage? It's not real, it's just a play. He's playing the part that is soon to break her heart. Oh, can she see tomorrow's misery? Soon she'll learn her fate, but it'll be too late. All her friends, they just watch her, for they know the great imposter. All her friends, they just watch her, for they know the great imposter, and she's soon to join the roster. For they know the great imposter, and she's soon to join the roster. For they know the great imposter.
And you're just listening to The Great Imposter by the Fleetwoods. Ironically, there's another song included on the soundtrack for American Graffiti, and that is The Great Pretender by the R&B group The Platters.
Oh, yes, I'm the great pretender, pretending that I'm doing well. My need is such, I pretend too much. I'm lonely, but no one can tell. Oh, yes, I'm the great pretender, a dream.
And that was The Platters singing The Great Pretender. Well, fast forward to 1997. when Jackson Brown released The Pretender. Brown's The Pretender is about 60s idealism, the ideal life being about love, brotherhood, justice, social change, and enlightenment. Those concepts were flooded with as our generation hit its stride, and how later we settled for something quite different.
I'm gonna rid myself a house in the shade of the freeway. Gonna pack my lunch in the morning and go to work each day. And when the evening rolls around, I'll go on home and lay my body down. And when the morning light comes streaming in, I'll get up and do it again. Amen. Say it again. I wanna know what became of the changes we waited for love to bring. Were they only the fitful dreams of some greater awakening? I've been aware of the time going by. They say in the end, it's the wink of an eye. I'm streaming in. You'll get up and do it again. Amen. Caught between the longing for love and the struggle for the legal tender. Well, the sirens sing and the church bells. Strolls the pretender. He knows that all his hopes and dreams begin and end there. A girl who can show me what laughter means, and we'll fill in the missing colors in each other's paint by number dreams. And then we'll put our dark glasses on and we'll make love until our strength is gone. And when the morning light comes streaming in, get up and do it again. Get it up again. I'm gonna. Are you there?
say a prayer for the pretender who started out so young and strong only to surrender.
So much for pretenders, imposters, and unveigles. Remember British female singer Sade? Despite playing her second most popular song, Sweet Taboo, last week, I'm going to sneak in another song this week as kind of a celebratory gesture. Celebratory? Why? Well, Sade's album, Best of Sade, which was released in 1994, has been very slowly plodding along the Billboard Hot 200, that's for albums, until last week when it moved into the top 10 of the Billboard Top R&B Albums chart after 62 weeks on that chart. Let's listen to two of the tracks from the Best of the Sade album.
I won't pretend that I intend to stop living. I won't pretend come go.
And that was Your Love is King by Sade from their Sade's Best album. And before that, Love is Stronger Than Pride, again by Sade from their Best album. And you're tuning to Rock and Roll Radio Show with Rich Jennings, your host, as we continue to spin the platters, turn the CDs, flipping tapes, and bringing you some great music to listen to. Baby, Baby, I Still Love You. It's from an upbeat New Jersey girl group, the Cinderellas, who lost out to the gaggle of girl group efforts being released in 1964. That was the included the Angels, the Shangri-Las, and the Ronettes. Pretty good competition. Here you go, Cinderella.
I think I'm gonna cry, 'cause once you loved me and I told you goodbye, and then tonight I took one look at you and my heart broke in two.
over. And life is like a song. Oh, yeah, yeah, at last. The sky's above the blue. My heart was wrapped up in clover. The night I looked at you, I found a dream that I could speak to, a dream that I can call my own. I found a thrill my cheek to, a thrill that I have never known. Oh yeah, you smile, oh, and then the spell was cast, and here in heaven. For you are mine at
blowing warm tonight. The sky is starlit and the time is right. And still you're telling me you have to go. Before you leave, there's something you should know. Yeah, something you should know, baby. I've seen you smiling in the summer sun. Seen your long hair flying when you run. I've made my mind up that it's meant to be. Someday, lady, you'll accompany me. Someday, lady, you'll accompany me. I'm where the rivers meet the sound and sea. You're high above me now, you're wild and free. Oh, but someday, lady. But the warmth soon gone. You end up cold and lonely on your own. I'll take my chances, babe, I'll risk it all. I'll win your love or I'll take the fall. I've made my mind up, girl, it's meant to be. Someday, lady, you'll accompany me. Someday, lady, you'll accompany me. It's written down somewhere, it's got to be. High above me, flying wild and free. Oh, but someday,
somewhere in heaven, wings are taking flight, flying over a worldly weight of hatred, hanging over a building in the rain. You got to heaven, blown across the sky, crying out for the angels to help you, to rise up out of the ashes and the flames. Send me half your angels, we're running out of time. Send me half your angels, I'll send you half of mine. Hope they get there in time. And far below your heaven, hearts are wondering why. Why would anyone hurt God's children? How could anyone harm them at all?
And that was a duet, Crosby and Nash. The title of the album is Crosby and Nash. And before that, Bob Seger in the Silver Bullet Band with You'll Accompany Me. And still before that, Etta James, 1961 vintage super R&B with At Last. The Indigo Girls' song, Sorrow and Joy, from their 2020 album, Look Along, explores the complex intertwined relationship between grief and happiness, written by Emily Saliers in memory of her younger sister who passed away at age 29. And I'm quoting from the lyrics, "Sorrow and joy are not oil and water. They're hater and lover. They inform each other, attract and repel, make us sick, make us well. In the end, we must hold them together."
Sorrow and joy are not oil and water. Sorrow and joy are not oil. figured it out except me. In my head, in my stories, heart so heavy I forget to breathe. Determining the future, like anyone knows what's around the bend. I can stand still, I can change like the wind. This is the way it is.
That was Sarah Jarosz from her Polaroid Lovers album, the song entitled Way It Is Now. And before that, The Jewels with Opportunity. And still before that, CCR with Looking Out My Back Door. So many people believe the Bird song entitled 8 Miles High is about drugs, but the band claimed it was inspired by a flight where singer Gene Clark asked guitarist Roger McGuinn how high they were in the sky. Well, McGuinn told him 6 miles, but the song, they changed it to 8. Don McLean referred to this in his song American Pie, which chronicles a change in musical style from the 50s and the 60s. The line is, in American Pie, the line is, 8 miles high and falling fast, landed foul out on the grass. Well, McLean could be sarcastically implying that the song is about drugs anyway, since the foul grass was slang for marijuana. Classic folk rock.
Somewhere just being their own.
Dusty Springfield recorded You Don't Have to Say You Love Me in 1966, and it proved to be her most successful single, reaching number one on the UK single charts and number four on the Billboard Hot 100 here in America. Her spine-tingling performance of the song impressed no less than Elvis, who quickly added the song to his own repertoire, charting number nine in 1971. Now let's listen to the original by Ms. Springfield.
When I said I needed you, you said you would always stay. It wasn't me who changed, but you.
You don't have to stay.
That was Eskimo Blue Day by Jefferson Airplane. And before that, Classics 4 singing Midnight. And still before that, had Mel and Tim, 1969, with Backfield in Motion. In Eric Clapton's song, Lay Down Sally, he tries to convince a girl to hang out with him in bed instead of leaving. The song is not typical of Clapton's work, which is often based on the blues. Lay Down Sally is grammatically incorrect, as it would mean taking Sally and actually placing her or horizontally. So, when you're asking Sally to join her in bed, then Clapton's correct grammar would be Lie Down Sally. He's in a good company, though. Bob Dylan also ignored this rule of grammar in Lay Lady Lay. Let's listen to Clapton's grammatically incorrect Diamond. Either way, it's a lady in a horizontal position.
There is nothing that is wrong wanting you to stay. Got somewhere to go, but won't you make yourself at home and stay with me? And don't you ever leave. Lay down, Sally, and rest here in my arms. Don't you think you want someone to talk to? Lay down, Sally, no need to leave so soon. I've been trying.
You finally found I'm trying to say this as gently as I can, 'cause I don't have the heart to hurt you. It's the last thing I wanna do, but I don't have the heart to love you, not the way you
no more, no more, no more, no more, no more.
That was Penny and Sparrow singing Jeopardy. And before that, Phil Collins with his great song, I Don't Care Anymore. And still before that, I Don't Have the Heart. That was by James Ingram, 1990 vintage. Went to the top of the charts. And you're tuning in to Rock Hour Radio Show with Rich James, your host here. And we're going to keep plugging away here, bringing you some great stuff to listen to. So Randy Bachman, founder of the Canadian band of Guess Who, said that he was walking down the street with a stack of records under his arm when he saw three quote-unquote tough-looking biker guys that was approaching. And he felt threatened and looked the other way to cross the street onto the other sidewalk when a VW bug, you know, the car, a VW bug pulled up to the biker goons. A woman about 5 foot tall got out of the car shouting at them, asking where he'd been all day, that he left her alone with the kids, didn't take the trash out, and was down here watching the girls. Well, the man was suddenly alone when his buddies walked away. Anyway, having been put in his place, a tough biker got in the car, as the woman told him before pulling away, and I'm quoting, "And one more thing, you ain't getting no sugar tonight, baby." The word stuck in Beckman's memory for the rest of history.
Thank you. night. Find a corner where I can hide. Silent footsteps crowding me. Sudden darkness, but I can see. No sugar tonight in my coffee. No sugar tonight in my tea. No sugar to stand beside me. No sugar to run with me.
Just an old-fashioned love song playing on the radio. And wrapped around the music is the sound of someone promising they'll never go. It rambles on. No need in bringing them back, 'cause I'm underscore our love affair with tenderness and feeling that we've come to know. You swear you've heard it before, so slowly rambles on and on. No need in bringing them back, cause they're never really gone.
Just an old-fashioned love song, coming down in three-part harmony. Just an old-fashioned love song, one I'm sure they wrote for you and me. Just an old-fashioned love song.
Last time I saw him,
That was the Dave Clark Five, who at one time in the mid to late 60s were a big part of the British invasion. And that song they were singing was 19 Days. And for that, to Diana Ross, of course, when after she went solo. And the song, Last Time I Saw Him. And still before that, The Great Three Dog Night with Old Fashioned Love Song. So Curtis Mayfield was building a little Motown in Chicago as he started grooming several young, very talented artists, including Major Lance. Well, Mayfield wrote this next song for Major Lance, which charted number 5. The words to the chorus are a little challenging. Hum, 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 hum. No, I didn't stutter. Anyway, let's listen to a great song by Major Lance.
Walking through the park, it wasn't quite dark. There was a man sitting on a bench. Out of the crowd, as his head slowly bowed, he just pawed and it made no sense. He just go,
out of this world.
lead me to my knees.